This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off. Cliff is here. Cliff, howdy.
Hey, yeah. Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Hi, Cliff.
Hi, Cliff. Thanks so much for calling the Big A Morning Mess.
I'm getting blown off.
No, you don't say.
Tell us what's going on and who's the girl.
Well, first of all, she is hot. Really hot.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good. Does she have a name?
Oh, yeah. Her name's Taylor.
Okay.
So what'd you guys do and where'd you meet?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the date went great. I went great length to make sure we had a good date. I mean, because she's really hot. I borrowed my truck. I borrowed some money, you know. So, you know, I want to make sure everything went all okay, you know. So I picked her up.
And yeah.
We went, we had dinner, and I paid for everything, you know. Anytime she wanted a drink, I paid for it.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
That's what a date is, really.
Yeah, exactly. And then afterwards, you know, I'd come up with three things we could do. That didn't cost money because, well, honestly, I didn't really have much more money.
Right, no, yeah.
So I figured we could walk, walk in and talk in and do some more walking.
What?
Those were your three things that you wanted to do when the money ran out.
Well, I mean, yeah, I figured it'd be a great way to get to know each other, you know.
Walking and talking and doing some more walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So did you guys do, and how many of those things did you do?
We did all three. We walked and we talked and then we walked more. And I really thought it was a great date. We really kind of got along as we walked and talked.
And, yeah. And walked some more.
We did walk some more.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
The date went great. It started to get late and, the date was over and she had to go. So I took her home.
Okay.
And then where from there on out, you just didn't talk to her ever since that night?
No, I thought it was great. So I called her back. I called her up and I asked her out again. And she said, I said, listen, I can get my brother's truck again. Why don't we go out again?
Right.
And, she said she wasn't interested. And I was confused. I was like, why not? You had fun, didn't you? And she said, you know, she said something like, I don't know, maybe we're not a good match.
Not a good match.
Yeah. And then I was like, what? And I don't understand. I thought we had a great time.
Okay. So you borrowed the truck and you borrowed some money. And then when the money ran out, you walked and talked and walked some more. And then you called her back and said, hey, let's do this again. Did you have to borrow a phone to call her or do you have?
No, I have a phone.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking.
Okay.
And then she said, I don't think we're a good match.
Yeah, she said, you know, some people aren't right for each other. I don't think we're a good match. I didn't really understand because I thought it went great.
Okay. So you want us to figure out what she exactly means by you're not a good match.
Yeah. I don't understand that.
Because you don't, for the life of you can't. Okay.
I thought we matched up great when we were walking and talking.
And walking some
more. Yeah. Seems like that.
Yeah. All right. Maybe it was too much walking. Why don't we call her and find out, okay?
Or too much talking.
Yeah.
Or not enough money. Hang on one second, Cliff. We're going to call her now and find out, okay, Cliff?
Yeah. Please, I want you to.
No, yeah, we want to. There's nothing we want to do more, right, Megan?
Right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hello, Taylor.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi. Who's this?
Taylor, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Taylor.
We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
Oh, my God. You've heard of us.
Yeah. Duh. What is going on?
Taylor, we were actually calling you about a guy that you went out with. You walked and talked with him. His name is Cliff. He thought you guys had a good time, and now.
Oh, why?
So I take that as you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, I do. And
so why are you blowing him off?
Yeah, what happened? He said you're not a good match, but he thought you guys were.
Y'all, he is so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the weirdest person I've ever met in my life. Like,
in what way is he weird?
Okay. Well, first of all, he did not wear shoes throughout the entire date. He was barefoot.
Really?
He's barefoot in the truck. He's barefoot in the restaurant.
Ew.
He went walking by the river. He's barefoot the whole time, like disgusting,
yeah,
muddy, feet and like crusty toes and dirty toenails.
Ew. Wait, that doesn't sound very sanitary.
Wait, you went into a restaurant and he wasn't wearing shoes?
Correct.
I've seen like that's a standard restaurant thing.
Yeah,
like,
I thought that would kick you guys out.
It wasn't that nice of a restaurant.
Oh, no.
So maybe that's why they didn't care.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It was great. Hello? You guys.
Hello? You didn't like the restaurant?
Why is he on the phone? This is so not cool.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
Cliff.
Yes.
Did you go on your date barefoot?
Well, yeah, I did.
Why?
What does your shoes have to do with it? Well, I think maybe the fact that you didn't have any.
Yeah, like civilized human beings wear shoes.
It was hot outside.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Hang on 1 second, Everett. Listen.
It was hot outside. Yeah, more reason to wear shoes when you're going to go walking in the mud.
Taylor, he was barefoot the whole time? Like, you never saw him
with
shoes?
The whole time.
Okay.
Cliff, how do you think that that's appropriate, to, especially when you're going out with a girl on the first date?
Listen, I don't always wear shoes unless I'm at work. You know, I knew we'd be outside and we'd be walking, and it was really hot outside.
Yeah but you went into a restaurant.
To wear shoes.
Listen, in the summertime, sometimes people don't wear shoes, you know, like if they're swimming or something.
Maybe in your home, sure, or yeah, swimming. If we were swimming, Cliff, yes, that was an exception.
Yeah, you weren't swimming.
We weren't poolside. We were in a restaurant and walking by a river.
Okay.
The restaurant didn't seem to care. I mean, listen, where I come from,
well, it's because it was a
don't always wear shoes.
Okay. So the gross restaurant didn't care that you weren't wearing shoes. Did you ever at any point, Taylor, say, dude, wear your damn shoes?
I mean, I guess I didn't. I was just so, like, in shock about it. Like, I just kind of wanted the date to be over. And then he wanted to walk, and he wanted to keep walking, walking.
And talking. Just, and walking some more.
Yeah, we heard all about that.
So I don't understand. I mean, I got nice feet. It's not, I mean, I thought you had a good time and everything.
I mean, like, you're walking and walking and walking with no shoes on? You probably don't have nice feet.
You do not have nice feet, and you've got filthy toenails, and they need to be clipped. So if you're going to be barefoot, like, if that is something you're going to continue with, if I were you, I would get a pedicure because they're disgusting.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, listen, so other than the fact that he just opted not to wear shoes on your entire date, was there anything else that you found, you know, not up to snuff?
Isn't that enough? I mean, there, you know, that was just such
a turn off. I paid for dinner. I paid for your drinks. I mean, come on. You
asked me out on a date. You're supposed to pay if you ask someone out
on
a date.
Yeah, that is kind of a given.
You know, I'm really impressed.
Well, I did.
You borrowed the $15 or whatever that crappy meal costed, but, like, really, no.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand why you pretend to have fun then.
Because I'm a nice human being. I'm not going to be
a
total but you got me on the radio now. You can go screw yourself.
Okay. All right. Hang on. This is escalating quickly. 340-9595-800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.